You're now listening to Business Forward, the knowledge portal of the AUC School of Business. I'm your host for today, business journalist Mustafa Daly. Digital transformation is the buzzword of the 21st century. What does it mean? And what is its potential to transform the Egyptian economy? We speak to Sharif Kamel, Dean of the AUC School of Business and previous director of the Regional Information Technology Institute, looking for some answers.
Digital transformation is extremely important for Egypt, not just to automate processes, not just to introduce technology across the board in different organizations, but it's to try to enable an environment that can reduce redundancies, increase efficiency. When it comes to services, public services, reduce red tape and bureaucracy, it's a level playing field. It's transparent, it's straightforward. And with the population in Egypt, at least 60% are under the age of 30, many of them I wouldn't say tech savvy, but they are digital natives. They have their smartphones. They are connected 24/7. And that's an opportunity not just for them to get further connected, but also an opportunity for startups to penetrate the economy and have an impact covering different sectors. We've seen what happened in health tech, in edutech, in e-commerce. And I believe we're still scratching the surface. The opportunities in digitalization and digital transformation is way more important and more impactful than just automation. Automation is just like level one.
What should Egypt try to avoid in its digital transformation strategy?
When we do digital transformation, we can exacerbate the digital divides. So then we need to set the right policies, the right environment, the right regulations, so everybody's connected and everybody can have access to the services and the opportunities that are out there. And with that, actually, we can close not just the digital divide, but many of the divides that we have in the society, because the power and reach of digitalization is much faster, much bigger, much impactful than the traditional ways we've been used to for many years.
This was the Business Forward podcast. Visit our website, businessforwardauc.com, for more. Thank you for listening.